muscle, but your size is going to get smaller because muscle is more dense. I probably confused everybody totally right now.
Well, I don't think it's confusing. That's why it's so important to take those inches, those measurements.
Oh yeah.
We will get smaller and smaller, and don't worry, those pounds are going to come off because, as Nancy said, you burn a lot more calories with lean muscle than you do with fat. So it's going to catch up. So, but in the beginning, especially if you think, this is not coming off fast enough, you just feel how your clothes fit, and if you've taken your measurements, do that. Take those measurements. What do you do, Nancy, once a week?
I do it every Sunday morning.
Sunday morning,
yep.
Okay. All right. All right, so any questions? Oh, and then when you're balancing your shake, then, of course, your other meals, you would just make sure that it's a balanced meal. And when we talk about that, we talk about, for women, your protein should be, well, both men and women, the protein should be about the size of the palm of your hand, about the thickness of your palm of your hand, and we're not counting fingers. And then heap your plate overflowing with vegetables and some good fruit. You know, some great vegetables and fruit, and so that would be a balanced meal. That's your just looking at your plate. At the beginning, when you're at home, you may want to measure more because it seems like the portions seem to have grown at my house anyway. So every once in a while, I have to go back and measure and say, "Oh yeah, this is how much that's supposed to be. This is 3 cups of spinach or whatever." And then you want to also have 2 balanced snacks, and we recommend that you have one of those being in the evening because we want to go all night without, I mean, we need to keep our blood sugar balanced during the night as well, so you do have a balanced snack. And what's a favorite balanced snack? A balanced snack for a man and a woman is 1 block of each, and our favorite around here is a string cheese, low-fat string cheese, or you could do a block of cottage cheese, and a half an apple or one of the fruit blocks, and 3 almonds is our good fat. So that's those, and we have 2 of those snacks a day. Usually ours is in the later afternoon and then before bed, because we don't ever want to go more than 5 hours between meals. So if it looks like it's going to be more than 5 hours between meals, you turn around and have a snack, and then make sure that you have your meal within 2 hours after that snack, okay? And this is all about keeping the blood sugar balanced, all the hormones in the body balanced. So 5 points comes from your meals. Okay, now let's get into the other points, you guys. Help.
The water. Water, water, water.
Oh, was that Steve?
It is.
Hey, Steve. Good to hear from you. Okay. Water, water, water. How much water? Water, water everywhere.
Half an ounce for every pound is the best. 10 8-ounce glasses or 8 10-ounce glasses is suggested.
Okay. Minimum of 80 ounces of water a day.
Yep.
And that's PIMAG optimized water. That would be another point. Okay, so now we're up to 6. A 30-minute brisk walk in your cardio strides. James is just getting his cardio strides today.
Cool.
So I've got 7. What else?
Nutritionals.
Oh, nutritionals, absolutely. And what ones, Nancy? What's the bare minimum there?
Probably
we take
packet.
So many.
The packet is probably important as a base. The Siaga, the Jade, Zolacto, stop me when we're finished.
okay. I think that's a pretty good base.
Yeah.
The Siaga, Jade Green, your daily nutritionals, and then You know, some of us take the need the extra calcium.
Right.
And so anyway, but you take your nutritional. And then, okay, we're up to 8 points. 9 would be sleep. Is that 7 to 8 hours on a NICAN sleep system a night? And then 10 is?
Everybody's favorite.
What is that?
The journaling.
And why do we journal? And what do we journal?
You can make it as elaborate or as simple as you want. You can journal what you're eating and how you feel, and sometimes even the time of day. And this will tell us, in looking back over it, if we feel like we've been sluggish or something. Very often it's related to what we've eaten. And, you know, it's a way of tweaking the system so that we can improve how we feel.
Absolutely. That is really, really, really important. And believe me, I've been on a lot of programs before the lifestyle and paid for most of those programs. And one thing I was paying for was so that they could look at my journal every day.
Mm.
So journaling is very important because this is the keys. If you're getting hungry or if you're getting tired or if you don't think that you've got the energy or the mental clarity, if you've journaled and you come and tell us you've got this problem, we can usually help you by just finding out what you ate. Somebody's got a phone ringing there. We can turn around and figure out, we can probably help you by knowing what you ate or if you went too long between meals and stuff, just by knowing what you had eaten and how you felt afterwards. So it is really, really important. And you can get a journal off of Steve's website, which is www.lifestylesupport.org. Lifestylesupport.org. And Steve's got the calls recorded on there as well. He's got a list of foods on there with glycemic, the glycemic index or whatever. And he's got a measuring chart, and he's got a journal. He's got all kinds of stuff on there for us. Thank you very much, Steve, for putting that all together.
You're welcome.
For us. And another reason I always, when I come on here, I want you guys to talk to me in the morning is when he records these calls, we can't let it be no voice. Once I've called into the host line, if there's no noise after a certain number of seconds, that recorder shuts off. So that's why when I'm on here begging you to talk to me, I really appreciate it if you speak up. And Vlasita this morning spoke up with me and from Montana, and here she is brand new. So that was very, very good. Thank you.
On the journal, Mary Lou, it's also a good place if you're weighing yourself every day to write down what your weight is.
Very good. Yeah, your weight. Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Sherry. I got an 8 yesterday, and I do write down my weight every day in my journal, too. And my inches I do once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to report I'm down, how many? I think 10.5 pounds.
Woo!
No, actually 11.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know how many inches at this moment. I'd have to do a little calculating, so... I'll figure that out.
Well, very good. Yeah, Sherry, you need to do that before your meeting next week when you show that little measuring tape.
Right. Well, I know what I'm down from last week. I'm in inches. I'm down 2 1/8 inches from last week. I do know that, but I mean all over, I don't know.
Yeah.
That would take a little figuring.
Very good.
The chart on the website, if you have Excel, you can plug the... your information into the chart, and it automatically figures how many inches you've lost for you.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no. Yeah, you just...
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess I'll take you guys' advice and start measuring. Nancy's calling me.
I can't share the Excel program.
You can't do it?
Not yet. I'll get it, but I'm struggling with it.
Okay, so Steve, I can take your chart and download it on my computer and put my figures in, and it'll figure it for me?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'll figure percentage to goal of how many, as far as weight, how far you are, and the number of inches you've lost, and it'll just calculate the whole thing.
Wow. Okay, I'm doing that today because I know what my inches were when I started. Ooh, thank you. That is fun. Thank you, Steve. We sure appreciate everything that you're doing there.
Okay. I apologize. I've missed a lot of calls lately. I've been very...
My headset off my head.
Sorry, I've missed so many calls lately, getting them recorded. I've had my car stolen a month ago, and I've been totally distracted trying to get something else going. So.
You got your car stolen?
Yeah, I came home from work one day, and it wasn't at the train station. So.
Oh.
So anyway, life was interesting, but I didn't like the car anyway, so it was a blessing.
Did they ever find it?
No. It hasn't been found. So I had an old 70 Dodge pickup that I was wanting to restore someday. So someday became now. But I just got it licensed yesterday, and now I'm back on track. So, and I can think about something else.
You know what? I absolutely love your attitude, Steve. Some people could have made that be just a real problem. You said, well, I didn't like that car anyway.
Yeah, well.
Somebody else did.
Yeah, they'll learn fast.
This is Linda in Florida.
Hi, Linda.
Hi there. And I have somebody new on the line that we were struggling trying to three-way in. I was on the phone call like a week ago, and this is somebody that is just brand new. Her name is Sandy. Has just started the Body Balance and hasn't had any success with losing weight. She's the one that's had problems with the gas, and just wonder if you have any words for her.
Well, hi, Sandy.
Hi, I'm here.
Good.
My name is Sandy.
Uh-huh.
And I've been listening. I'm the one who had the phone ringing, and I'm sorry. It was on my other line, and I couldn't.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, Sandy, then you did get to hear a bit about how we balance the meals and how you get the 10 points. Is that right?
No, I don't think she heard too much of that because by the time we got in, you had finished that, and I don't know that much myself about the points, so I can't help her.
Okay.
I did learn something about the snacks, so I probably am not eating the healthy snacks, like a couple of graham crackers at night instead of the cheese, and maybe that's part of my problem, but... I've been very discouraged for 3 weeks, only losing 3 pounds.
Okay. Well, then you're on the right call. You're on the right call. And be sure to, like Nancy said, take your measurements, weigh yourself, take your measurements, and do your best to get this balanced. And we talked about the foods. Steve, is there a food chart on your website as well, or foods?
Yes, there is.
The food chart?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's not the one Char made. It's the one that Jackie Leonard made. But it's both. If you have a color printer, you can print it out in color. Or if you got a black and white printer, you can print it out in black and white.
Okay. And so
website.
That's lifestylesupport.org. Lifestylesupport.org.
Is it all one word?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So it'll be www.lifestylesupport.org.
Okay.
And he's got the food chart on there. And the main thing is to help you balance it is to, when your meals and your snacks, for a woman, your meals should be 3 blocks of protein, carbs, and fat. And your snacks are 1 block of protein, carbs, and snacks. And if any of the rest of you need to go, I understand we're over time, but I'm going to stay on here and help Linda get going. And if you want to stay, that'd be great too, because I might need your help.
Well, thank you, and
thank you
very much. I'm Linda, and it's Sandy that's getting started here.
Okay, it's Sandy. Okay, I got that backwards. Okay,
that's okay.
Okay, so anyway, Sandy, you want to balance some people. some people can do the body balance exactly the way it is in the book and not
mm-hmm.
have any problems at all. But I would suspect that if your snack in the evening is graham crackers, that is all carbs, and a good share of it is sugar. So what you need to do is, I think, just balancing your snacks is going to help you a lot. And not only that, it's going to help control your blood sugar.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because that's why we get hungry. We get these highs and lows throughout the day.
Right.
And so we want to be able to keep our blood sugar pretty level. And so the other thing, the body balance shakes, I absolutely love them, but I have to add food to them to get them balanced, because diabetes runs in our family. I had high blood pressure, I had high cholesterol, and a mess. I was a mess, and so it just works better if I balance them. And so what I do, since your shake is, first of all, one block of protein is 7 grams, one block of carbohydrate is 9 grams, and one block of fat is 3 grams. So for a woman, when you have a snack, you want one block of each. You can read a label, or you can use the chart and just do one block of each, because they're broken into blocks. But the key is always one block, you know, a block of each. And then your meals for a woman are 3 blocks of each. So, were you here when I mentioned what I do to a shake, to make my shake?
No.
Okay. If you look at the can of your body balance shake, it's got 20 grams of protein, and it's got 8 grams of carbs, and it has 3.5 grams of fat on the can, I believe. I think it's 3.5 fat. That's the only one I'm not positive about. Anybody
chocolate
have a can?
Is 4. Yeah.
Pardon me?
Chocolate is 4, but it's a big deal.
Okay, 3.5 or 4 grams of fat. All right. So to make this meal balanced, we would want 21 protein for a woman, 3 times 9 is 27 carbs, and 3 times your 3 is 9 grams of fat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe the protein's close enough there for me, so I don't usually mess with one more gram of protein. I mix my drink with Prime Egg Optimized water, because then I want to have some food. And if you add milk or you add soy milk or whatever, be sure to read that label, and you're going to have to figure that into this equation, because all milk is loaded with carbs.
Right.
And it's got fat, and so you'd need to add that into this equation. If you're doing milk, you may only do one, you might have to only do one balance, one scoop of the shake, in order to, you know, get the right proper amount of protein in there. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because two scoops is your 20 and your 8 and your 3.5 or 4. Okay, so what I do is I mix mine with Prime Egg Optimized water. I think our shake tastes absolutely wonderful. And then we do the vanilla shake in the morning, and we add a block of berries to that, a block of fruit. And then I will have a piece of whole grain sprouted toast. I found this stuff, this bread that is only 10 carbs, and it's whole grain sprouted, and I will put nut butter on it, smear nut butter on that, and so the nut butter is the rest of my fat. So with my berries, a block of berries is 9 carbs, and then when I add that toast, I'm perfect at 27 carbs.
Mm.
Okay, so I've got my 20 protein, 27 carbs, and then with my nut butter or a few almonds to get yourself up to your 9 fat, and fat is very, very important, your good fat. Okay?
So if I'm mixing that with 1% milk,
have you got, well,
am I going over?
There? I think 1% is 13 carbs. And I don't know how much protein is in that milk. Do you have the bottle there?
Yeah, I'm going to go get it.
Great question.
The milk may also be giving you gas.
Well, no, I'm not having the gas anymore.
Good.
That's gone away. Okay, carbs is 13.
Yeah.
And no fat. Oh, 2.5 fat. And protein is 8.
Okay, so, and that's per how much, a cup?
8 ounces.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so
two, and I put 2 scoops in there.
Okay.
And that fills me up. I don't have anything.
But you've got there, that's a man's portion, you've got 28 protein.
So,
and then you're a little low on the carb. Do you do anything else with it?
I haven't been because I stopped the fruit thinking the fruit might have been giving me the gas. Because I was using the vanilla in the morning with fruit. And when I ran out of the vanilla shake, I stopped using the fruit. And I thought that was what stopped the gas.
I think also, I keep forgetting to tell you guys, I also put a scoop of fiber in my drink. The fiber is really, really important as well. I think, Sandy, that if you wanted to do this more balanced, you'd really need to cut your protein powder probably back to 1 scoop.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to mix it with milk, and you might even want to add a little more milk, because if you went to 1 scoop or even a scoop and a half, let's see, a scoop and a half would be 15 protein. And then if you've got your 8 in your milk, that'd be 23 protein. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
But I do believe that you need more carbohydrates. How are you feeling between your meals?
Fine.
You're not getting hungry?
No, with the 2 scoops and the milk, 8 ounces of milk, I don't get hungry in between, except late in the afternoon when I'm getting ready for my dinner.
Okay.
And I'm ready to eat, you know.
Okay.
And between breakfast and lunch, I'm fine, and until 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm fine.
Well, then, you know what? I think that if you just, if you're doing okay with that, if that's very satisfying, although you're not losing the weight.
I'm not losing weight. I mean,
okay. Yes?
Hello? I'm sorry. I'm Mary Liz Margaret Tickers.
Hey, Margaret.
I'm on my walk, so what is it that you're eating in the evening, Sandy, for your meal?
Oh, as far as food? A healthy meal, I mean, you know, meat and vegetable. I hardly eat bread or potatoes. Once in a while I'll have a piece of bread, but it depends on what I'm eating. And, you know, I cook healthy. Well, if you go out to eat, I eat healthy. I don't have any potatoes or starches or anything like that.
Good.
And,
you know, my suggestion would be then to keep on doing your body balance and learn what a healthy snack is. And on that, and make sure you have one before you go to bed at night. It's not bad to have a snack before you go to bed if you are eating it balanced, because your body needs to not be starving. And so if you can even out your blood sugars before you go to bed, it really will help you. But if you'll use that chart, use that chart on the, then, and take one of each category, one protein, one carb and one fat, it might work well for you. And are you taking the J Greenzymes and the Siaga and the Rev Up and the body, all of the body balance components, or?
I'm taking the Rev Up. Yeah, everything that comes with the starter pack.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Are you doing J Greenzymes and Siaga?
No, I don't have that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think starting with the, if you start with a snack, a balanced snack, you get to understand how your body feels when it's having the right combination. And it's almost kind of like your vehicle, you know. It's very fine-tuned in that when we put gas in the vehicle, there has to be, there are 3 components. There's the gasoline, and if the gasoline doesn't have enough oxygen or too much oxygen, it doesn't work. And it also doesn't work if there's not a spark there to ignite it. And that's how our bodies are. We need the balance of the protein, the carbs, and the fat to make them work well. So that's kind of what these calls teach us about, is how to, you know, to do that. They're really good. So welcome to the call. I hope we can have you.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Margaret's had wonderful success on this program. But, and Margaret, you're probably still listening. she did tell us right at the beginning that she was having graham crackers before she went to bed, and she knew that that was probably her problem. So
not every night, but that's one of the snacks I've tried. And then, like last night, I had a sugar-free chocolate pudding.
Yeah. See, well, yeah,
sugar-free.
Yeah, but Margaret's absolutely right. You want to have it balanced. You want to have the protein, carb, and fat together. Okay.
And don't let anybody tell you that that's bad before bed. They really aren't, because what that does is it helps keep our blood sugar a little bit level, because we're actually fasting while we sleep. So it's not bad. It's just important to get the balance in there.
Are you journaling?
No.
That would be really helpful, because then you could bring on the call exactly what you've been eating, and it would be helpful even for portions, you know, amounts that you're eating of each, so that we can help you tweak it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to make it too hard.
No, I don't.
You,
I don't. But initially,
you do want to make sure you're using the block chart,
right?
Because that will make it easy. That'll make it easier. You just glance at the block chart, and you'll know this is a block. You know,
Sandy.
Yes.
I've also come up with an easy journaling page that's helped me tremendously, because I make sure that I get all my water in and everything that I need to do. And the reason it's so easy is because there's not a lot of writing to do except what I eat. Everything is kind of check marks. So if you'd like to email me, since I'm not walking, I don't have a way to get your information, but if you'd like to email me, my email address is...
Wait, I have to go back to where my pen was.
I'll write it, Sandy. Go ahead.
It's living, L-I-V-I-N-G, in balance with a B, at Verizon.net. And I'd be happy to send that to you, because that's one of the things I notice when I get off. It's because I just fudge a little bit here, a little bit there, and pretty soon, because I haven't written it down, I'm not doing anything right. if I write things down, even if it's just checking them off, I know exactly where I'm at. And even if I can't, you know, even if I'm not in a position to do everything right now, I know, it's because I'm not getting all my water in. I know that's what it is. So at least I can go and start the next day and really work on that.
Yeah. Well, I think 40 ounces of water a day is pretty good, isn't it?
No.
You should be having half your body weight in ounces of water if you're trying to shed the weight.
So that's
your goal. Half of your body weight,
Okay,
just realize that we have to work at one little thing at a time, but the more positive choices we make each day, the more success we have. And you don't have to beat yourself up about any of it. You just have to try and make one more positive choice each day.
Absolutely. Very good, Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret.
You're welcome.
And Margaret, tell her before you go off of mute, how much have you released? How much have you shed?
I've been steady. I've been holding steady. I've shed 76 pounds, and I've had that off for the last year. So I'm really up in it. I really would like to get another, I don't like to talk in terms of pounds necessarily, although I do because that's what people say. I'd like to get about another 30 pounds off. That would take me down to where I was when I was a young teenager. But I really want to get, I'm at a size 10 right now. I was wearing a size 22 to 24. And now I'm realizing that I could probably get down to a size 6. So that's my goal.
Wow.
And she sure looks sharp.
She looks really sharp, doesn't she, Steve?
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, this program works, and this is the kind of support that you'll get here, Sandy. And like Margaret said, we don't need to beat ourselves up if we're not a perfect 10. That's what we want to try to strive for. But little corrections every day will lead us to our goal and our lifestyle that we want to have.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Sandy?
Has that been helpful for you?
Yes, this phone call has been very helpful to me. I realize I've done some things wrong, and... I'll have to make some corrections in order to make it work.
Yeah, start with those balanced snacks and get some more water. 40 ounces of water.
Well, I know. I don't think I can drink much more water because I work in sales and I'm on the sales floor, and you know that's a problem.
You know, I take my I have my cleanse at night, and when I get up in the morning, I have a quart and a half of water. I don't drink coffee or anything anymore in the morning. The first thing I have is my water. And
yeah, started drinking water in the morning too.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it helps that cleanse work better too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this Margaret is what's helpful to me, Sandy. I kind of do the same thing. I get up in the morning and I drink as much water until I feel like I'm sloshing around. Well, it takes me not any more than 5 minutes before I have to go into the bathroom. And then from then on, I just determine that every time I do go to the bathroom, I'll take at least one glass of water. And it works really well. I get most of my water in actually before I eat lunch.
You're out for a walk.
Yes,
you're
I am.
You're out for a walk. Are there lots of restrooms along the way?
Oh, no. Sometimes that poses a little bit of a problem, but, for the most part, I've got my little routine down, so I know what I can do.
That was the amazing thing for me is I would get up in the morning, and I usually a cup in, a cup out, you know, within minutes. And I take a quart and a half of water and go on a walk and come back and, you know, walk for a half hour, 45 minutes, and that's not a problem if you do it right first thing in the morning when you get up because your body's hungry for water. If you do it later in the day, it's more of an issue. But if you do it right first thing in the morning,
after 7-8 hours
of sleep.
I'm drinking a lot more of mine early in the day. Well, Sandy and Linda, I hope you realize that we really are on this call for you new people, and that don't ever hold back if you've got a question, if you're struggling. That's what we are here for. And, you know, you heard me. I said I'd stay on, try to answer your questions. But these people care so much about you and your success that listen to all of them that stayed on.
Yes.
Pretty amazing.
I appreciate it.
Don't feel like you have to get all the information today, because you won't.
And Sandy?
Few notes, yes.
Go to lifestylesupport.org. And
yes.
A lot of the calls are there. I think it was May.
I'm sorry about the phone. That's okay.
Let's see.
How do we know it's you? That's okay.
April 20th call is a really good call. Talking about body balance and how to incorporate it into lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then also click on one of the links there that talks about emailing the webmaster. And I'll send you a little packet that I don't normally send out to everybody, and I don't have it on the web, but it helps people that balance the meals and such when you're trying to figure out how to work the different, you know, if you're using milk and that puts you over, how to eliminate and how to balance things. So I've developed a little bit of information like that that is helpful that I haven't put on the website because it's like, you know, I almost feel sometimes there's too much on there, but I can email it to you, okay? So either send it to...
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, either send an email to steve@allswell.org or just click on the link for the webmaster and it'll come to me, okay?
What did you say? What did you say, Steve, at what?
Allswell, allswell.org.
Oh, okay.
We want everything to be Allswell.
All right.
Good to have you back, Steve.
Thank you guys so much. And who's the main one that's been talking? What's your name?
I'm Mary Lou Reardon.
Mary Lou. Thank you, Mary.
We take turns leading these calls. Thursday is generally my day, but many. Nancy's usually on here with me, and Steve, as you heard, he tries to get on. Sherry's usually on. And we all have had been on the program for a while, have had some successes, and so... we just know that this is the best program out there, and we're here to support you and get you through the toughest times. And boy, you'll look back. You know, it sounds overwhelming at first, but I tell you what, this is the most perfect program there is. And when you look back, you're going to be so glad that you did it. So, pat on the back for getting on here this morning and being determined to keep trying to get on. And I'm glad we were still here. Because is usually 7 till 7:30 Pacific time in the morning, but we've been getting so many new people on here that it's often been running later, and that's okay. That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, sure, thank you. Yes, I thank you very much for all your ideas and tips. And
where are you two from now?
Florida.
Florida, okay.
I'm in Jacksonville. I'm Linda. I've been with NECAN. I'm a silver consultant, have been with NECAN for quite a while. And Sandy is just learning, and she's not a wellness consultant, but she's just learning and wanting to lose weight, and she lives in Titusville.
And I saw what Linda did with her weight loss and got encouraged with it, and so I wanted to do it too.
Uh-huh. And see, I've never done the whole lifestyle. I just did mine on the Body Balance program, period. That's all I did.
Uh-huh.
And I lost 14 pounds, and I was determined that's what I wanted to do, and I've been able to maintain
right
where I wanted to stay. And I just do like a shake a day, maybe every couple of days or maybe a couple of times a week, and I'm able to maintain where I wanted to be. So so all this other is way more than I know to tell Sandy.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very, very good. And, you know, some people, like I said, do wonderful on Body Balance right by the book. But everybody's body is a little bit different. And so that's why, you know, with me it was the blood sugar. And that's why I knew I had to have a little more balance. Because my body my body needed more fuel. Like Margaret was talking, it needed more fuel.
Yeah.
And maybe start losing.
Sandy?
Yeah. Yes.
I'd also encourage you to talk to Linda about some of the other technologies that Nikan has, because I truly believe that, you know, it's not just the fuel that we need. If our bodies, you know, our vehicles are going all the time, and we're stressed out, we don't sleep well, all that kind of stuff, it affects our weight also. I've found studies that go along with that, and it actually affects the hormones in our body, which then affects our weight. And so, you know, we encourage people to get a wellness home, and it might be a process for you, but that's what we're all trying to do, is we're trying to, you know, live longer, live healthier. And so, you know, just by doing one thing, if we spiff up the outside of our car, it's not going to help run the inside. And so we need to make sure that we're taking care of all the systems so that, you know, so that it runs properly too. And that's why this point system that they talk about, that we do also emphasize sleep, and we have to emphasize exercise and those kinds of things, eating the water, because all of it works together. So ask Linda about some of the other technologies, and if you need to make a plan to get a wellness home, you know, that's great. Some people just want to get it right away because it really helps a lot. The sleep was the one for me. And so anyway, it's just wonderful.
Well, thank you. You sound like you've been really successful. And another thing I haven't done is the exercise. For one reason or another, I haven't been able to get out there and get motivated, and with my work schedule and some other health issues I've had lately. But I want to, and I'm going to sooner or later. But
just remember, just baby steps, just a little bit. If you just start with 10 or 15 minutes, you know, that's 7.5 minutes one way and 7.5 minutes going back. Even if it's while you're at work taking your break, you know, it will help you tremendously. And we've got what we call our passive exercise product called Cardio Strides that are weighted shoes that give us even more of a workout, because not only do we get the aerobic workout, but we get the weight resistance along with it. And that just exponentially, that helps. My daughter, she's 21 right now, the first thing that she got from Nikan was her Cardio Strides. Didn't change anything else in her life. She continued to eat the same. She continued to do everything the same. And within the first year and a half, she had lost 10 pounds just by wearing those shoes. It's incredible. So, you know, just make a little plan, and Linda can help you with that. But I'll tell you, this is a life-changing program. So good luck, and good. We hope to have you on the call again.
Let me ask
Thank
you guys.
Thank you very much.
You guys are saying the Cardio Strides. Are you talking about the original Cardio Strides or the Ultra, the black ones?
Either one.
Yeah. Yeah, because I still have the Cardio Strides, and I really like the original Cardio Strides. I do wear the black ones, the Ultra. But anyway, I just was wondering what, I guess you guys are using either or, huh?
Yeah, I've got both. have both.
Okay.
The white ones I actually wear in my house, and my black ones I wear out. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
I applaud you for coming on the call and for asking these questions because you've made the right first steps.
Right.
Thank you. I was trying to get in, but everybody was talking. I'm glad Linda spoke up for me.
Right.
Sometimes you have to push your way in.
Yeah, but I do have to get off. I have to get to work, and and I'm sure you all have to go too, but I do appreciate you staying on and helping me out.
Okay, and we're here Monday through Friday.
Right, Linda told me, and I'm going to get the number myself and get in on it.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, ladies.
Have a great day,
everybody.
And thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mary Lou?
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's Margaret again.
Hey, Margaret.
Do you know when Dennis and Ruth are planning on being back from Hawaii?
I think Sunday.
Okay.
Let me look at the calendar. I think they come back Sunday.
I was trying to get a hold of her, and her voicemail box is full.
Yeah, you have her cell, huh?
What's that?
You have her cell number?
Yeah, so maybe I need to call Dennis's.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I apologize. Our family got really sick. We took the kids on a cruise after Christmas, and when we came home, we got really sick. And I have your email still in my email box, and I'm going to send you that PowerPoint presentation. But I just was just kind of getting out of it, so.
Oh, my.
So. Yeah.
I wanted to tell those ladies that the Margaret that's had such wonderful success and is such a leader with the lifestyle and body balance now and building a awesome business.
Want to get started. Well, I'll tell you, Denise and I are developing a 12-week program, and our main goal is to make it informative, fun, and duplicatable. So I'll send you the first presentation. I've got another one done and two others done partially. But I'll send you the first one, and if you'll give me some feedback, then I'll start sending you
more
stuff.
Informative, fun, duplicatable. Informative, fun, and duplicatable.
That's what we're doing. Yep.
Right.
So.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, I love your call. Thanks. All right. We'll see you. Thanks, Mary Lou.
Uh-huh.